Well, St Union's are competing in the senior and intermediate decider, and as Meatloaf once said, two out of three ain't bad. Joining me now is Paddy Flood, the assistant manager at St Union's, both senior and junior. Talk to me, Paddy. A massive week for the club. Two finals. A sign of real progress at Hording at your club.
Absolutely. I mean, to be in, the, as you said, a two out of three is just, for us, it's just a dream come true. Now, it's only a dream come true, obviously, if we come out the right side of them. But at this point, that's all we had hoped for from the start of the year. And I suppose the outstanding feature for us this year has been the number of lads we've had out regularly training. The competition for places has really pushed everybody on. The two squads train together, which I think has massively worked for both sides. Like it's clearly brought the intermediate side on and the quality of their play. And we saw that in the semi-final here and last Friday. But also I think the seniors have benefited hugely. It's hard to beat when you're out with 30 players training and you can do all sorts of things. And there'll be a lot of guys on the intermediate squad who have been past recent senior championship players. A lot of guys who feel they should be on the senior championship squad, and that's the way it's difficult in some ways, you know, guys are training, putting such an effort in, but it's the way you really want things to be.
We're going to talk about the intermediate decider in just a minute. Talk to me about the seniors. In terms of a management team, I'm sure it's a real plus that both teams are in the final because big numbers of training you just spoke about. So I'm sure when the intermediates got to the final as well, it was a real plus for your senior management because extra numbers at training.
Well, it's a huge lift. Like our senior manager this year is Chris McCauley from Ballycastle, and Eugene Organ, who is our manager in 2021, he's his assistant along with myself, and Eunan O'Donnell is the intermediate manager. And they all made a decision early on in the year. They were keeping everyone together, and as I said, it's been massively beneficial to us. And yeah, look, it was our hope that we, no matter who we got to, against in the final, we just wanted to get there. That's all we could worry about. And we had a lot of, in the early stage of the senior round robin, our first match was against Attant over the cross. Anybody who was there will remember it was just the most wonderful game of championship hurling. And people might say, teams were kind of not showing their full hand. I can tell you, it was fairly full hand from what we can see on both sides. There's no hiding anything from each other now. We know each other like the back of our hands. We played each other so much. Like Satan to have been the standard for the last decade to the point where if they win on Saturday, they're in the Ulster Senior Championship, which I don't think at Donegal, the birth team of 20 years ago would have been around that level as well. But so they really have set the standard. Unfortunately, we've come out the wrong side on a number of occasions against them in some really great battles. We got over the line against them once, which was such a special day for us. But look, they're always the team to beat. And you look at the quality they have and what they have in the county team. If we don't bring our best, we're going to be a disappointed team. But we always feel, obviously, that if we do bring our very best, we're going to be very competitive.
He's qualified for this final, beating Sean McCoodles by 24 points. One would think if he scored anywhere near four goals and 25 points this time out, he certainly wouldn't be too far away.
Yeah, it'd be a different game. In fairness, in the McCoodles game, as I say to people, the first 15 minutes were extremely tight and we were very, very uncomfortable and they really brought it. But the second quarter, now we put on a great display and they're a young team. And I suppose it made it difficult for them after that. But we got a proper championship test as we were expecting early on in the game. We all know McCool's are the train that's coming. They're the big team with their underage and they're going to be so strong over the next while. Satanta, yes, had a tighter semi-final. They always had Bert to a certain extent at arm's length, but you know they never could shake them off. And you always know with Bert anyway, they were the county champions. They weren't going to give up their title to anybody easily.
In terms of key personnel in the St Union side, you look at Cathal O'Brien, 13 points against McCoodles. Peter Kelly got two goals. Young Horgan at the back is a really good hurler. Mm-hmm. So you don't lack quality and you don't lack youth either.
Yeah, we have a nice balance, I think, in the age. I was just looking at putting together, you know, stuff for the programme, and we're probably in a very nice balance of age, and the core of our team is that kind of mid-20s. but which means it's kind of time to deliver, I suppose. And what I think a good feature of the team this year is we haven't been dependent on any one player. Like Cahill clearly has been outstanding. He's been consistently scoring highly. But like he can do that only because people are doing the work with along with him. Now he does the work himself as well. It's been very good, I think. The spread of scores and the spread of just people performing well, and we lost Sean McVay just before the championship started in the very last stage of the county, and there's been years where if that had happened, that would have been just, you know, very difficult for us to deal with. But the players just shook it off and on they went.
We're going to talk about the intermediate in just a second. One more question, mm-hmm. Senior. What would it mean at 2U for St. Eunan's to win the only third Donegal hurling championship? What would that mean to you come around maybe after 7:30 on Saturday? You know?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, 2021 was very special for us, you know, to finally make the breakthrough. But we have been extremely... there's no other way to put it, disappointed with ourselves in the meantime. We would feel that we have very much underachieved, and it's all very fine talking about it, but you know, you've got to deliver on the big days, and we just, since 2021, we haven't been good enough, and Setanta have, and as I said, we look, it's very straightforward, there's no hiding anything for anyone. If we don't bring our very best, we're not going to win. If we bring our very best, we're in with a great chance. That's
in
it.
Terms of the intermediates, defeating Aurora 4-16-10, not only your seniors, putting up big scores in semi-finals, but your intermediates as well. I'm sure are you quietly confident, or are you rather hopeful or confident ahead of the intermediates?
Well, I think, honestly, it's very like the senior. Like, I mean, I think the two sides are well matched. I think in the intermediate, we're well matched as well. As Jordan said there, they beat us down in the round robin down at O'Donnell Park. It was the only match we've lost this year. They went through the round robin unbeaten, but like it's just again who brings their performance on the day. Like they have some very talented players, and I know obviously people like Richie Ryan has been remarkable the last while, but he can't do it without other guys performing. So it's not a one man show. We realise that we're gonna again. The players are going to have to bring at least the standard they had in the semi-final. We were good in the semi-final against a very decent Aurora team, but we're going to have to do something similar to be able to get past Dunlow.
You will be aware that Dunlow are a relatively new club at adult level. Mm-hmm. What have you made of Dunlow so far this year?
Well, they won the year we won the senior, they won the junior, and they've obviously progressed since then. And they probably had a difficult early part of the year because they were in the senior league and they didn't have all their squad, but they have all their squad back now. And since they've gotten everybody back, they've been very impressive. Like we're talking about us putting up big scores from the word go in the round robin, they were putting up big scores as well. So look, again, it's nothing I'm sure Dunlow didn't say. We're expecting a tie, okay, which is great. Like the three hurling finals are always, it's an event every year, and it's worked out so well. Last year it was spectacular, and if this year is anything as good in terms of the quality and the closest of the games. Closest now, maybe we could do it out, but it was a great occasion for hurling last year, and it would be great. But obviously, the big thing for us is we've got to win.
Delighted to say, joining me now is the Setanta captain, Mark Callaghan. Mark, how has the last few weeks been in the build up to the big decider?
They've been great, you know. It's where you want to be when you set out at the end of the year, so we're very happy to be there, and training hard and training well, so happy to be there.
There's a phrase in life, hurt drives you on. 12 months ago, there was hurt, beat, Burt defeating you in that final. Used to defeat a Burt in the semi-final. Will that performance, in your opinion, be good enough this Saturday?
Well, performance last year's final definitely not be good enough. You know, Burt, rightly so, came out champions last year and we fell short. And that was, at the end of the day, the Burt were the better team. But I think it'll definitely give us a bit more bite this year, so we'll hopefully be able to use that to our somewhat advantage if we can.
When I always hear of Setanta hurling, I think on Kevin Campbell, Danny Cullen, Jared Gilmore. How vital has the experience of these guys been to the younger group?
Oh, it's been absolutely vital. Like even for myself coming up through the underage structure, I was seeing these lads, they're doing great things in the pitch, and all you want to do is go out and play with them. Now been fortunate enough to come into a talent group like that all through my senior career. So definitely vital driving boys on, and their skill level, you have to get up there, you know, when you're training and playing. So it's been brilliant, really.
Hurling has come on a lot in Donegal, and a lot of has been made of that over the last number of years. Setanta is no different. Young players coming through year on year.
Definitely. I don't know if it's me getting older or what, but they seem to be getting faster now. Definitely, the lads coming up through the ranks there, really coming through this last few years. Hey, they've been showing brilliant and nearly winning games for us now. Rather than being the young lads, they're starting to show leadership, and that's brilliant to see.
As a young boy growing up around the cross with the hurley in your hand, these are the days you dream of.
That's it. Hey, you're out in the garden playing around or whatever, you're dreaming won county finals and making these big scores and blocks and one thing or another, and that's what they're trying to accomplish at the end of the day, you know, so it's great to be there.
Finally, what would it mean? What would it mean to Mark Callaghan going up them steps with Donald Park shortly after 6 o'clock on Saturday evening to lift a hurling championship cup?
Well, as I said before, like, it means everything to me, but at the end of the day, I'm only the first man to lift it. I'm lifting it for the team. So every one of them is due more than over to lift it again this Saturday. Like, the boys have done a great effort all year, so it'll be brilliant to do it for them and get them up the stairs along with me. So that's the day in.
Mark Callaghan, thank you so much.
Thank you.